Well, thank you for being willing to just help us to think through what we might stop or start or keep or how we could change and get better. Your ideas are really valuable to us. And I know, I mean, it's hard to believe this is the last lesson tonight, class today. But we don't want y'all to miss continuing to gather together. I know lots of you have asked, what are we doing this summer? And so what we're going to do this summer is instead of having a class up here where we gather, we're encouraging you all to go out into your neighborhoods, into your workplaces, with your community groups, with women that are in your current group. Really, really encourage you to grab maybe several of the women that are your own age and then grab several women that are a different age and meet together. And so our team's been working on some resources that we can share with you all, just opportunities for you if you want to do like a book club. Y'all could read together this book, or if you want to do a study. And then we also encourage you to figure out a way to serve this summer. The month of June, the church is going to be pushing out lots of different opportunities for service, and we are actually going to push out as well as, you know, pick one of those. And as Women's Bible Study, hey, let's just do this together, and maybe even a couple of different options. And so just encourage you all to not stop gathering together and studying God's Word, because as we know, it's been amazing this year, and so I just don't want you to stop doing that. If you are eager to go ahead and have something to work on and keep you in God's Word, a hard copy of something, we're going to send an email out this next week, and that will give you a lot of links for options for resources. But if you'd like to go ahead and take something home with you today that is beautiful and helpful, outside we have the collective journal that you can pick up out there and take it and gather some people and do that together. So excited about that. The other announcement that I have, I know there are many of you who are curious about the fall. And so I'm going to announce what we're studying in the fall. So let's have a little drum roll. There we go. We are studying 1 Samuel in the fall, intertwined with some of the Psalms that David has written. 1 Samuel is the account of God's anointing of a king for his people. And so that's when David rises to almost kingship. And then he will go through, we're going through Psalms, we're going through 1 Samuel, there's a lot of the Psalms that David wrote at the time that's happening. So it's really going to be a cool way to intertwine. The tagline is a heart surrendered to God. And so we're all going to learn a little bit more about what it looks like to have a heart surrendered to God. And the next question some of you, especially you moms, might be asking is, when does registration open? And we will put that information in our email that includes the registration information. And it won't be, here's registration, but we're going to tell you when we're going to open it, just so you can be ready. And then the link to the resources and things like that. So watch for an email. That's coming. But before we get too excited about 1 Samuel and what's happening next fall, let's take a minute to just think about what we've learned this year as we've studied John. Let's kind of prime the pump a little bit for what I hope you've already been looking through in your review lesson and are planning and ready to talk about with your small group. Have you heard about the blue lions? The blue lions that go south? They're going south and they're running with vigor. Do y'all know what I'm talking about? I see Sarah knows. Blue lions go south running with vigor. If you can remember that, that is what has helped me remember the 7 I Am statements that Jesus said, that blue lions go south running with vigor. Seven things that help me remember what Jesus said about himself. And if I can remember, as I look back over this season of studying the book of John, if I can remember what Jesus said about himself in those I am statements, it will change everything and I will walk with abundant life because I can learn a little bit more about who it is that I can trust. So let's talk about that. This is what I've learned. I'm just telling you. Blue, as we think about the blue lions that go south running with vigor, blue is for the bread of life. Jesus said that he is the bread of life. And as I think about that, I don't want to just know the verse, Jesus is the bread of life, but what does that mean? It means he's the provision, he's our strength, he's our sustenance, our nourishment daily. And we don't want to just know what it means, but then we want to move into how do we apply that and what difference does that make in our lives? So as I think about in my life, the fact that Jesus is the bread of life and he is my provision means I don't need to provide everything for myself. I don't need to rely on myself. I can actually trust his provision today. So we got blue lions, light, okay? We think about the light. So if we can get the verses up with the light, Jesus is the light of the world. So what does that mean? As I think about it, I think about light as guidance, and it is safety, and it lights the next step, helps me keep my balance. And because Jesus is the light, I don't have to fear. I don't have to fear what's coming next. I don't have to figure out on my own which way to go. As long as I'm just step by step with Jesus, who is the light, I don't need all the answers. I can walk with him and be confident in that. So we've got blue lions, go. Now that's the NIV version says gate, but the ESV says that Jesus says he's the door. And so it could be the blue lions dash south. But I memorized it as go. And so it's the gate, that Jesus is the gate. So what does that mean? He is the entrance. He is the entrance into eternal life and the green past to the green pasture for now. And he's the only way in. And so he welcomes me in. I just see it, Jesus as the gate beckoning me into his good provision for me. And so when I remember that, I can trust him. His way is the best way. He will usher me into the green pastures and the abundant life. Not only after I die, but right now. Blue lions go south. So S is for good shepherd. So Jesus is the good shepherd. He's a good shepherd. He's a good leader. He is the best. He has my best interest at heart. And he's a trustworthy caregiver. And because of that, when anxiety wells up inside of me or fear seems to take over, fear that I don't have what I need or I'm not going to be able to handle all of this or, you know, whatever it is as I look ahead, I can remember that he is a good shepherd, that he walks with me and that he's with me day to day. He'll take care of me. Blue lions go south running. So R would be what? I am the resurrection and the life. He has proven, his resurrection has proven power over death, power over sin, and power over all things broken in this world, that he will restore and fix. Ultimately, he will. And he offers that abundant life. And so That abundant life's not, again, not only after we die, but now. And so I, because Jesus lived and died and resurrected, I too can die to myself. I can die to my flesh because he's not left me on my own, but left me with the Holy Spirit to help. So I can overcome those things that I have such a sinful tendency toward, my sin nature. I don't have to do what I feel like doing because Jesus is the resurrection and the life. The next one is W, running with vigor. So W is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So he's the way. What that means is that he is the way for us to be in relationship with God the Father, God the Holy God of the universe. We can be in relationship with him, and in him, that's where true life is found. And so when I look around and the world is tempting me or my flesh is tempting me and I'm thinking that's where true life is, that's where it can be found, or I don't need God, or I'm not sure that his truth is really that true, or he might be trying to kind of rip me off here, I need to remember that he says that he is the resurrection and the life and the way, the truth, and the life, the W, the way. And trusting his way really steadies my soul and brings joy. Trusting that he is the way. Blue lions go south running with vigor, okay? So they're running hard. They're running south hard. So the V is vine, okay? Just like Macy was talking about today. Same thing I've been learning, that Jesus is the vine. He's the one that nourishes my soul. He's the one who, when I remain connected with him and abide with him, then I actually can become fruitful and flourish. But the thing is apart from him, I can do nothing. I'm nothing but just a broken piece of wood. So when I trust him in this way, then I can better operate in his power and not my own. And I remain with him by sitting with him and surrendering to him and depending on him every step of the way. And then in doing so, I actually then can trust him to be all that he promises to be. All of those I am statements, the way that he describes himself. So does remembering that blue lions go south running with vigor help you to remember who Jesus says he is? Do you need that? Do you have a tendency maybe to try to manipulate your circumstances so that your way is, you know, gets done, or you rely on yourself to do what you feel like needs to happen? Remember, Jesus is the bread of life. He's our provision. He's our strength and our nourishment. Does the fear of the unknown have a tendency to grip you and make you anxious? Remember, he's the light of the world, and he wants to walk beside us and guide us. Do you sometimes have a tendency to think your shepherd isn't maybe all that good? He says he's a good shepherd, but it's hard to believe sometimes. Remember, he is the good shepherd, and his way is the best way. Are you stressed, thinking, oh, I've got so much to do, and I don't have the ability to do what it takes? Remember, he is the vine. Apart from him, we can do nothing. But with him, abiding in him, surrendering and depending on him, we can flourish, and we can be fruitful like a beautiful vine. So the thing is that it's easy to say, it's hard to remember. And I think Jesus knew how hard it was going to be for us to remember and to surrender to him. And so I loved how he reminded us in this book that he knew we'd have a tendency to wander and forget. And so he promised that he would give us his helper, the Spirit of Truth. And as the Spirit of Truth reminds us and empowers us to believe and to trust Jesus and surrender and depend on him. And so that when, even in the midst of the trouble and the chaos and the health issues and the finance issues and the relational issues, all the stuff that we deal with in the chaos of this world and in our lives, we can have peace. I loved, Emily brought it up in her teaching, the amplified version of John 16:33, where he promises that. He says, Jesus says, I have told you these things, all those I am statements. I have told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace. In the world you'll have tribulation, distress, and suffering, but be courageous, confident, undaunted, filled with joy. I have overcome the world. Meaning my conquest is accomplished and my victory is abiding. And then we go on in John 17 and we learn that Jesus has been praying for us since his time on earth. And we look at Hebrews 7:25, and it says that Jesus is still praying for us. So we have his Spirit. We have him praying for us. He wants to encourage and remind us of who he is. And then he didn't stop there, because then after he claimed all of this, he went on to prove why his claims can be trusted. It's because he loved us so much that he took those steps that were necessary to walk into the most excruciating and painful death that we can ever begin to imagine. He died for the punishment that we deserved, that I deserved, but he didn't stay dead. He rose from the dead, victorious. He overcame and was triumphant, proving that everything that he promises is true. Old Testament, all the way back, cover to cover. And we can trust what he says. When we trust what he says, we will walk in abundant life. It's all a matter of believing and trusting who Jesus says he is. And so as we do, we grow in our relationship with the God of the universe, who is holy and sovereign, all-knowing, all-powerful, and almighty. He knows us and he loves us. So as much as we can remember, those blue lions that go south running with vigor, and that leads us to trusting Jesus as he has described himself, then we will want more and more be women who live that abundant life that he's calling us to. So in your curriculum, we have those memory cards in the back of your lesson, and I would encourage you, if you haven't yet, spend some time over the summer memorizing these I am statements and think through for yourself, what does that mean to me? I mean, I've told you what it means to me and how it applies to my life, but in your particular situation, what do you learn and how can you apply it? How do you move forward with that? So maybe flip the cards over and write on the back and just keep a note on what is it? What does this mean? And the so what of that. So we have another reminder. As soon as y'all go out these doors, we're going to have some really sweet reminders of John 15:5 on cookies that are just beautiful, and just a little gift of thank you and way to go and finish strong. I'm so thankful to see all your beautiful smiling faces here. So let me pray for us and then we'll head to our groups. Father God, thank you for the women in this room and how you have enabled them to persevere this year and continue to study more and more about you. And I pray, Lord, that we would all grow in our understanding of who you are and therefore be changed and continue to not only just be changed within ourselves, but within our families and our workplaces, our neighborhoods. And we just ask, Lord, that you would just supply us with all that we need today and help us to trust you in that way. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.